ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لكان لزاما وأجل مسمى.
Were it not for a word already gone from your Lord, the decree of their destruction would have come to pass.
فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْ وَأَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى.
So bear patiently with what they say. Glorify your Lord, praising Him before sunrise and before sunset and in the watches of the night, and glorify Him and at the ends of the day that you may attain to happiness. And glorify Him and at the ends of the day. Glorify your Lord, praising Him before sunrise and before sunset means the observance of prayer. This verse also indicates the timings of prayer. Fajr prayer is before sunrise, Asr prayer before sunset, and Isha and Tahajjud prayers in the hours of the night. As to the ends of the day, they can at most be three in number, in the morning, a little past midday, and in the evening. Hence, the sides of the day refer to Fajr, Zuhr, and Maghrib prayers. That you may attain to happiness. There are two possible meanings of this verse, and it is quite probable that both of them are meant. In one sense, the verse urges the Prophet, peace be upon him, to feel contented with his present state, wherein he has to endure a number of unpalatable things for the sake of his mission. According to the alternative meaning of the verse, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is urged to do as he was directed because his efforts would soon bear fruit and this would gladden his heart.
وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى.
Do not turn your eyes covetously towards the embellishments of worldly life that we have bestowed upon various kinds of people to test them. But the clean provision bestowed upon you by your Lord is better and more enduring. But the clean provision bestowed upon you by your Lord.
We have translated the word rizq here as meaning clean provision, for any unlawful earning cannot be a clean provision from God.
وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى.
Enjoin prayer on your household and do keep observing it. We do not ask you for any worldly provision. Rather, it is we who provide you. And ultimately, the pious will end up the best.
وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا يَأْتِينَا بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّهِ أَوَلَمْ تَأْتِهِم بَيِّنَةُ مَا فِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى.
They ask, why does he not bring us a miraculous sign from his Lord? Has there not come to them a book containing the teachings of the previous scriptures?
It was nothing short of a miracle that a person from among them, an unlettered person, had come forth with a book which embodied the quintessence of the scripture teachings. Not only did it bring together all the guidance embodied in the scriptures, it also explained their content in such a manner that could now be comprehended by people of even ordinary understanding.
قبله لقالوا ربنا لولا أرسلت إلينا رسولا فنتبع آياتك من قبل أن نذل ونخزى.
Had we destroyed them through some calamity before his coming, they would have said, Our Lord, why did you not send any messenger to us that we might have followed your signs before being humbled and disgraced?
قُلْ كُلٌّ مُتَرَبِّصٌ فَتَرَبَّصُوا فستعلمون من أصحاب الصراط السوي ومن اهتدى.
Tell them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, everyone is waiting for his end. Wait then, and you will soon know who are the people of the right way and are rightly guided.